So today's gospel is a continuation of last week's gospel, where Jesus gave us his sermon on the plain, or the level playing field. And this week we have even more extreme examples of what God's kingdom is supposed to look like and be like. And of all the things that Jesus throws out today, turn the other cheek, give to everyone, forgive, don't judge, one directive in particular is especially hard for me, maybe for you too, and that is to love your enemies. It's so countercultural. It's against our human grain. And yet, it is vital for God's kingdom to come into this world. To me, there is nobody that speaks to this issue like my hero, Martin Luther King Jr. I know I'm always talking about him, but he's so wise and wonderful. And he exemplified peaceful resistance that eventually changed laws and hearts and minds, because it goes without saying that in his time, even with peaceful resistance, he experienced forms of hate that I cannot even imagine. And yet he refused to be part of that soul-crushing, spirit-sucking disease that hate can spread. He chose the way of Jesus, the way of the kingdom, the way of love. And so today I want to share with you just a little part of a sermon that he gave in Alabama in 1957, in the middle of a civil rights struggle that is still going on today. He says, "How do you go about loving your enemies? You must begin by analyzing self. It seems to me that that is the very first and foremost way to come to an adequate discovery to the how of the situation. Now, I'm aware of the fact that some people will not like you, not because of something you've done to them, but they just won't like you. They're going to dislike you not because of something that you've done to them, but because of reactions that are so prevalent in human nature. But after looking at these things and admitting these things, we must face the fact that an individual might dislike us because of something that we've done deep down in the past, some personality attribute that we possess, something that we've done deep down in the past that we've forgotten about. But it was something that aroused the hate response within this individual. That's why I say, begin with yourself. There might be something within you that arouses the tragic hate response of this other individual. A second thing that an individual must do in seeking to love his enemy is to discover the element of good in his enemy. And every time you begin to hate that person and think of hating that person, realize that there's some good in that person, and to look at those good points that will overpower the evil ones. Because within the best of us, there is some evil. And within the worst of us, there is some good. When we come to see this, we take a different attitude toward individuals. The person who hates you most has some good in him. Even the nation that hates you the most has some good in it. Even the race that hates you the most has some good in it. And when you come to the point that you look in the face of every person and see deep down within them what religion calls the image of God, you begin to love them in spite of. No matter what this person does, you see God's image there. There is an element of goodness that he can never slough off. Discover the element of good in your enemy. And as you seek to hate him, find the center of goodness and place your attention there. And it will take you to a new attitude. The Greek language has several words for love. One of them is agape. And it is something of the understanding, creative, redemptive goodwill for all men. It is a love that seeks nothing in return. It is an overflowing love. It's what theologians would call the love of God working in the lives of every person. And when you rise to love on this level, you begin to love people not just because they're likable, but because God loves them. You look at every person and you love them because you know God loves them. And that person might be the worst person you've ever seen. There are a lot of people that I find it difficult to like. I don't like what they say about me or other people. I don't like their attitudes. I don't like some of the things they're doing. I don't like them. But Jesus says, love them. And love is greater than like. Love is understanding, redemptive, goodwill for all people, so that you can love everybody because God loves them. It's not only necessary to know how to go about loving your enemies, but also why we should love our enemies. I think the first reason that we should love our enemies, and I think this was at the very center of Jesus's teaching and thinking, is this: that hate for hate only intensifies the existence of hate and evil in the universe. If I hit you and you hit me and I hit you back and you hit me back, just keeps going on and on. It never ends. Somebody must have the religion enough and morality enough to cut it off and inject within the very structure of the universe that strong and powerful element of love. Now, there's a final reason that I think Jesus says, love your enemies, and it's this: that love has within it redemptive power. And there is a power that eventually transforms individuals. That's why Jesus says, love your enemies. Because if you hate your enemies, you have no way to redeem and transform your enemies. But if you love your enemies, you will discover that at the very root of love is the power of redemption. You just keep loving people and keep loving them, even though they're mistreating you. Just keep loving them, and they can't stand it too long. By the power of your love, they will break down under the load. That's love. You see, it is redemptive. And that's why Jesus says, love. There's something about love that builds up and is creative. And there is something about hate that tears down and is destructive. Love your enemies. And our civilization must discover that. As individuals, we must discover that as we deal with other individuals. So this morning, as I look into your eyes and into the eyes of all my brothers and sisters in Alabama and all over America and all over the world, I say to you, I love you. I would rather die than hate you. And I am foolish enough to believe that through the power of this love, somewhere, men of the worst natures will be transformed. And then we will be in God's kingdom. Amen.